time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you ever stumbled across a story that just sticks with you? Something really strange you just can't quite shake? That's kind of where we're going today. We're doing a deep dive into this pretty secretive group. They call themselves the True Ones, active in Salt Lake City roughly 1962 to 1977. And their central belief, well, it was that the people you saw in public life, figures of authority, maybe weren't who you thought they were.
Oh, okay. The imposter narrative. It's a powerful archetype, isn't it? Shows up a lot in fringe thinking, folklore. Taps into that distrust of power, the fear of the unseen.
Totally. But the True Ones, they had this very specific method for spotting these replacements. They called it the blink theory.
The blink theory.
Yeah, the idea was that these entities, whatever they were, could mimic people almost perfectly.
Yeah.
Almost. But they couldn't nail something as basic, as involuntary as blinking. They'd blink too slow, apparently, or sometimes just not blink at all.
Blinking? That seems like such a tiny detail to hang such a massive claim on. Are we sure this wasn't just, you know, confirmation bias? Seeing weird blinks because they expected to see weird blinks. People blink differently, right?
Well, the sources we have suggest they were pretty methodical. They really seemed to believe these entities. They never specify the origin had replaced actual humans.
Yeah.
Infiltrated society.
Infiltrated. Okay, that word implies intent, doesn't it? A purpose. Did they ever say why? What was the supposed goal of these replacements?
Documents hinted a threat, definitely. Calling them infiltrators suggests hostility. And there are mentions of these supposedly leaked documents.
Mm-hmm.
These papers apparently laid out their whole belief system, how they identified these replacements. It sounds like they felt they were uncovering a hidden invasion.
Right, leaked documents. That's a classic trope in these kinds of narratives, isn't it? It gives that air of forbidden knowledge. But I mean, how often do those actually stand up to scrutiny? Couldn't they have been misinterpreted or maybe even created by the group to justify their fears?
It's possible, sure.
Yep.
But then you get these specific accounts. Like there's this story about a videotape from 1975 sent to a local news station. It supposedly shows a reporter interviewing a senator. And the senator, well, the claim is he doesn't blink for 11 minutes straight.
11 minutes.
11 minutes. And the really chilling part, apparently you can hear someone whisper on the recording saying, that's not him anymore. It's just the shell.
Okay, look. 11 minutes without blinking is unusual, very unusual, I'll give you that. Bright lights, maybe, intense concentration. Some medical conditions can affect blinking. Maybe he was just being overly stoic for the camera. And a whisper on an old tape, that could be anything. It's an interpretation after the fact, not really hard evidence.
Okay, but there's more. Another account talks about a secretly recorded meeting of the group. In it, a member points out a child in the room, smiling, but apparently not blinking at all, just staring. And then, the story goes, in the very last frame of this recording, no cut, no edit, the child just vanishes. Gone.
Vanishes. From a recording described in a secondhand account of a secret meeting. I mean, look, without the actual recording, that's purely anecdotal, isn't it? Memory is faulty. Stories get embellished, especially within a group reinforcing its own beliefs. Isn't much more likely there was a technical glitch, a shadow, a simple misremembering that just fit perfectly with what they already believed.
Maybe. But let's step back for a second. Think about the time period. 1962 to 1977. Why might a theory like this, however strange, gain any traction back then? What was going on?
Well, that era was incredibly volatile. You had the Cold War, nuclear anxiety, Vietnam, massive social changes, assassinations. There was a deep-seated distrust of government, of institutions, a general feeling that things were off, unstable. When the world feels chaotic, sometimes people grasp for explanations, even bizarre ones, because it feels like an explanation, you know, a way to identify the enemy.
So the blink theory could have been like a tool, a way to make sense of that chaos, to feel like you could spot the danger.
It's plausible. It imposes a kind of order, identifies a hidden threat in a world that felt out of control. The enemy isn't abstract anymore. It's the person who doesn't blink right.
And when they talked about someone being replaced, what did that mean to them? Was it literal, like invasion of the body snatchers? Or possession?
Avernus?
Something else?
That phrase, just the shell from the tape story? It does lean towards a physical idea, doesn't it? An empty vessel. But it's just one phrase. The vagueness might have been part of its power, actually. It lets people project their own specific fears onto the concept. Was it aliens? Demons? Government experiments? The lack of detail makes it more adaptable.
It's strange, even though we're talking about a fictional account here, you can definitely see echoes, right? Parallels to anxieties today. I mean, think about deepfakes, videos where you literally cannot trust your own eyes anymore.
Exactly. Or anxieties about advanced AI. Could AI mimic us so well we wouldn't know? Could it replace us in certain roles or even fool us into thinking it's human? The technology changes, but the underlying fear seems quite constant. Fear of deception, of the hidden, of losing control, of not being able to tell what's real.
Back then, the tell was supposedly in the blank. Today, maybe it's some digital artifact. A glitch in the code.
But it's the same fundamental human impulse, isn't it? To find patterns, to seek certainty, to identify threats in a complex and often confusing world. The true ones focused on a visual cue they thought they could control or identify. We might focus on digital footprints today.
Okay, so let's just speculate for a minute. What if? What if the true ones, despite the strangeness of their focus, were actually onto something? What if replacements of some kind we don't understand were happening and their warnings got dismissed precisely because they fixated on blinking? Because it sounded like, well, the ramblings of a cult.
That is. Yeah, that's a profoundly unsettling thought. The idea that a genuine hidden reality could be missed because the clues seemed too absurd, too mundane. If they were right and nobody listened, what would that imply about the world we think we live in? A reality subtly shifted, operating under rules we don't perceive because the messengers were dismissed.
It really makes you question perception itself, doesn't it? How much of what we accept as real is just consensus? And how easily could that consensus miss something huge, something fundamental, if it didn't fit our expectations? Something to think about, maybe. How solid is the reality we perceive? A slightly disquieting thought to leave you with.